Here's something that may have a lot to do with all that melting in the Arctic. Last year, the amount of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere inched above 400 parts per million for the first time in human history, and we're only accelerating how much CO2 we're putting up in the sky. That's the easy part. Slowing down the accumulation or even reversing it is much harder. But the world's Ari Daniel tracked down an idea intended to beckon some of that CO2 back.
Here's the basic problem. Carbon dioxide traps heat in the atmosphere, and there's too much of it up there these days, about 40% more than before the Industrial Revolution, and the number's rising fast. So what if we had a way to suck the CO2 right out of the sky? Well, actually, we do.
As we walk under this array of tree canopies here in Atlanta, these are our best ways of capturing CO2 from the air. Trees have evolved over millions of years to do this very efficiently.
Chris Jones is a chemical engineer at Georgia Tech. Thing is, he says, we just don't have enough trees.
Globally, we are not reforesting right now, we're deforesting.
And Jones says that even if we planted trees everywhere we could, they wouldn't be able to pull enough CO2 out of the air to offset our emissions, which means
we have to come up with a chemical tree that can effectively extract CO2 out of the air.
The technical name for this idea is direct air capture, and it's a tall order to improve on trees. In fact, some say the technology will never be efficient or cheap enough, to which Jones and some of his colleagues in the field say, that's ridiculous.
People in the past said heavier than air flight is impossible, and all you needed to do is look at a bird, and you know that's wrong.
This is Klaus Lochner at Arizona State University in Tempe.
Capture from air, it's not impossible. All you need to do is look at a tree and you know it's possible.
So I'm going to get up and I'm going to get a show and tell item.
Chris Jones has a prototype of his technology. In his office in Atlanta, he holds up a ceramic cube half the size of a loaf of bread and almost as light, hollowed out by hundreds of tiny square-shaped tunnels.
If I hold it up to the light, you can see through it. And in fact, all of us who own a car own one of these. They're in the catalytic converter in our car. Normally, these are used to clean up the exhaust coming out of our engine.
The ones in our cars are designed to hold on to pollutants like carbon monoxide. The tunnels of Jones's cube are coated with a material his team's developed that grabs onto carbon dioxide. Jones has a pilot plant out in California where he's got 600 of these bricks stacked together.
So imagine a semi-tractor trailer stood up on its end. It's about the size of that.
The system uses fans to blow air onto the bricks and steam to remove the captured CO2. Altogether, the prototype sucks down about 1,000 tons of CO2 per year, an inconsequential amount by itself. But it's a start. Klaus Lochner's group at Arizona State is taking a different approach.
So here's some of that material.
Alan Wright helps run the Center for Negative Carbon Emissions. He rubs his fingers on a cream-colored piece of fabric. It's a material that bonds with CO2, and it's usually used to purify liquids like wine and beer.
It almost has a leathery feel to it. It's flexible and a little cushiony, kind of like a very, very dense sponge.
We literally used a pasta cutter to cut this thing in thin strips.
This is Klaus Lochner again, and he and Wright have turned that absorbent material into what looks like a duster, ribbons of the fabric woven into a central rod.
These are nature-inspired shapes, pine tree-looking pieces, where contact with the wind is very, very natural.
No fans necessary.
Our goal is to build devices just like a tree. They stand passively in the wind. And as the air blows over it, they absorb the CO2 out of it.
The idea is that ultimately, this CO2 will be stored or used elsewhere. Lochner says a full-scale version of this system, one with tree-like structures spaced out like a forest, is still 20 or 30 years away. But he says initial results show real promise. He estimates that eventually a square mile of artificial trees could suck up as much as 10 million tons of CO2 a year. That's a far cry from the maybe 1.5 trillion tons we need to take out of the air to reset our atmosphere. But again, it's a start. And lots of other people around the world are barking up the same artificial tree.
The technical challenge,
Chris Jones at Georgia Tech,
is to optimize the adsorbing material to make it more efficient and optimize the process so that we can reduce the overall costs.
Jones says it's his job to get the cost down to the point where policymakers have no choice but to say yes to this technology. That could take a long time, but Klaus Lochner says costs are likely to fall pretty dramatically.
windmills. They were 40 times as expensive than they are today in the 1960s. And photovoltaic panels are 100 times cheaper than they were in the 1960s.
The first step was to show that direct air capture of CO2 was even possible. And that's been done.
We can reverse the CO2 concentration in the air. We cannot reverse the melting of a glacier. We are already way too late, but we will do it.
And the carbon dioxide will be waiting for us when we do. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel, Tempe, Arizona.
You're listening to The World.